Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg, dictating an endoscopy report on patient David Paul, date of birth 11/18/1963, date of procedure March 8, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Mandel Miller. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common surveillance, colonoscopy. Description, procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of methylation lesions, such as malignant oral extension, period, the patient brought to the endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position, procedures per anesthesia source and monitor, anesthesia care period, a digital rectal exam, serum period, while we can go into video colonoscope, is introduced into the rectum and advance into direct vision to the cecum, which is informed by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, and the colon, hepatoflexure, transcolon, sinusflexure, descending in colon, sigma colon, arc, and period, retroflex, use of tina, direction, period, bowel preparation was, right, Boston bowel prep score was 6, 1-2-3 with a 4 prep on the right side. Period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, there was an approximately 10 millimeter erythematous flat, sessile, polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. This approximately, 10 millimeters. In size. Period. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately, there was a diminutive sessile polyp at the previous site of tattoo placement at 35 centimeters from the anal verge. Period. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Period. Otherwise, there was no evidence of nodularity on this exam. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that was non-bleeding, moderate in size. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding on retroflexion. Next line, plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, given poor preparation on the right side, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year with 2-day prep. Next line, follow up in clinic as previously scheduled. Thank you.